wasn't about me. It was about her personal safety.
Kristen Schindel leads a group of Lions Club members in a communications training course.
So for North America, the typical comfort zone for most people is 3 feet, 1.5 to 3 feet, 360 degrees. How many of you know when somebody's standing behind you, even if they don't say anything?
Oh, yeah.
Right? You can tell. That's because that's part of your personal zone and somebody's in it. In other countries, it's very different. So that person in a wheelchair, of course, and hopefully we all know that you never, ever, ever touch a wheelchair without asking.
That's just one course that members attend at the conference. They also get a chance to hear from elected Lions members like International Director Carla Harris, who flew in from South Milwaukee, Wisconsin for the occasion. She's one of the 34 Lions Club members from around the world who sit on the group's board of directors. Harris says small-town community service groups like the Kodiak Lions Club provide valuable local service.
It's one thing to send a check for an activity, maybe doing measles shots in Africa. That's wonderful and it's so important. But I think doing things right here in Kodiak is key. If you have people who need hats and gloves for the winter who can't afford to buy them, making them and giving them to the people, that's what counts. Doing local things makes a difference.
Harris says the opportunity to help your neighbor gives community members a reason to join Lions Club. Recruitment is one of the factors that is most important to International Director Lewis Quinn, who is based in Anchorage. He says membership is dwindling, and one of his reasons for becoming an international director was so that he could help promote the group and rebuild representation.
The culture in North America after World War II, we were a society of givers. We had a lot of wealth. We were trying to give back to the community, being part of our towns, bringing up our kids in a different way. It was a society of us. And nowadays, as we've migrated with different generations in the culture and the Western civilization, we've become a society of me.
Quinn says Lions Club numbers have been shrinking since the 60s and there hasn't been any growth since the 90s, and says the group is working towards being an organization of we again. He says to reach that goal, they need all types of volunteers, like episodic members who rally around a common cause but who don't meet on a weekly basis.
For example, the Bethel Winter House was one of probably my favorite projects in Alaska. That's an episodic club that was designed around members that had the same vision of helping the homeless in the winter in Bethel, Alaska. So they came together to create a club that helps the homeless in the winter. They don't do anything in the summer right yet. They may, but right now they don't. But they come together in the winter just to help the people that need to be helped during the winter.
Quinn says those are the kinds of clubs he thinks people will migrate to. While Lions Clubs International may not be as large as it was after World War II, it still has more than 1 million members in 195 countries. Around Kodiak, you'll be able to identify some of those volunteers by their shiny yellow vests trimmed with blue. I'm Kayla DeRoche.